Wendy's Big Show, Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid, and Brewers second baseman Mike Moustakas. Mike, happy to be back in the middle of the infield, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely different. Spending my entire professional career for the most part at third base, but definitely happy to be back in the middle. It's fun. It's new. It's going to be a lot of fun being in the middle, moving around in every play. It's going to be cool.
Now, when you became the second overall pick in the draft, though, a lot of people don't remember, you were playing shortstop. What's the difference seeing the game when you're in the middle of the infield?
I think it's just the activities that you're involved with. You're involved on most every play that happens. Whether it's a ground ball to third base, going to backing up second or backing up first, ball at the middle, you got to go be the cutoff for that stuff. Third base kind of aren't as involved in the middle of the diamond. I mean, you're in every play, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Numus, what has it been like, though? You've got a lot of guys that have been moving around. Is this the norm in baseball, guys doing this now?
I think it's leading to that point now. Guys are constantly changing positions, constantly in different spots with the shifts, depending on who the hitter is. And nowadays we have so much information and so much so many charts that we can almost put guys in the position almost 100% of the time and be successful. And I think that's huge, especially for us with the way we shift as much as we do.
And you guys have been over there, like you said, and the ability for you to now go play second base after Travis went and did it last year. It's like a camaraderie in here of like the whole band's back together now that you're back here.
Yeah, absolutely. Very happy to be back here. This team is a lot of fun to be a part of. Got a lot of great friends on this team, but like you said, we're back together. But once again, we didn't do anything this year. Nothing's been accomplished. We got to go out there and grind it out for 162 and get back to where we want to be, which is the postseason.
How was that though for you this offseason? I mean, did you know you were going to be back here specifically?
No, I had no idea what was happening up until the end. A couple more teams were involved this offseason, but at the end of the day, this was definitely the right fit for me and my family to come back here and be a part of this team. I loved my time here when I was here, and I'm definitely excited to be back.
And you're sadly the product of somewhat of a flawed system, a little bit changed system, but when you are in this situation where all you can do is really produce, and 38 home runs a couple of years ago, 28 last year, what is it like for you to now be on this one year, and coming in and just doing your own job?
Yeah, all that stuff in the offseason, as difficult as it is going through it, perspective hits when, those fires hit in California. Yeah. Puts a lot of things, right into perspective pretty quickly. And at the end of the day, I get to come back and be a Major League Baseball player. Obviously, the one-year deals is not what we want, especially as a game, a game's growing and all that good stuff. You don't want to have to continue to go out there and do one-year deals. But if there was a place that I wanted to be at, it was definitely here. And, once that contract signed, once all that stuff's over with, I'm solely focused on going out and doing what I can to help this team win ball games, which is by far what I'm best at.
How is this? Is this clubhouse the same or any different than the clubhouse you did previously in KC?
Very similar. Very similar. We had a lot of fun in Kansas City, that's for sure. And I think that's what was reflective on the field. And it's the same way here with what we have in this clubhouse, with how much fun we have. And I think it shows when we go out and we play baseball how much fun and how much togetherness we actually have and how much we're actually pulling for each other to have success, and eventually those translate into wins.
Moose, a pro's pro, you are. You've seen guys play this game at a really, really high level. Just tell us what you saw from Christian Yelich last year. I know you guys became a lot better friends off the field in the offseason with everything you guys went through out in Southern California, but just on the baseball field for those 2 months you were here last year, man.
Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it. I've seen some phenomenal baseball players. I've seen some incredible things on the field, but what that guy did last year was exceptional. It's probably, I think statistically it's the best second half ever. I've got to check that, but this guy was incredible. And to do it when it meant the most for us as a team, when we were in the hunt for the division title and going through all the stress that we had, and that guy was producing every single night, 2, 3, 4 hits, homers, big situation, big clutch hits. you can't describe how amazing it was to watch. But as you guys know, you've got to be around him and talk to him a little bit. Everything that he does on the field is phenomenal, but what makes it so much better is how great of a person he is off the field, and with all the stuff he does and how good of a dude he is, it's makes you want to cheer for him that much more.
We're good.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Now, I know Gary, he got to know you last year. I had a little bit of money riding for the Brewers to make it to the World Series. Mm-hmm. I doubled it up this year, so we'll get that one more win.
I got you, yeah. It'll be good.
Hold on, real quick. High school, though. High school, you were awesome in high school, dude.
I was good.
You were the man.
I was good.
Talking
yeah.
about Yelich, but you were the man in high school.
He was incredible. He's doing it in the big leagues. I did it when I was 17.
But, so Mike, who was pitching to you when you were 17,
right.
hitting taters left and right?
We had high school.
You had to, because I hit leadoff, so you couldn't.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we had a good team, though. Good team and great coach and a great high school program, definitely. But I was definitely good.
He gets a smirk in his tingle in his eye when we talk about that. Mike Moustakas, appreciate it, man. We'll talk in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.